Pushing real good.
Up Bob's butt.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait. Hey, everybody. My stomach's a little upset tonight, so, you know.
Why is that?
Just saying.
Why?
I ate a bunch of cheap pizza tonight, so real quick, and so my stomach's upset.
Got some meat enormous in your mouth?
No, Little Caesars, the cheapest pizza on earth.
Oh, I love Little Caesars. I love it.
You know, I don't think it's terrible for how cheap it is.
No, so. $5. Hell no.
Yeah, exactly. It's cheaper than Domino's and cheaper than Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Cheaper than Meatnormous.
Meatnormous.
And nobody, like, blots it with napkins, so.
No, you can't have everything now, can you?
We just got these sanitary pads we're going to blot your pizza with. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Matt. We'll take care of you real good.
Real good. Yeah, they look like sanitary pads, but they're pizza blotters. Honest. Hey, we need some more of those pizza blotters in the women's restroom. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm telling you, weirdness going on with that.
Yeah.
Casey's Pizza. Blotting the pizza. Holy
moly. Love it.
Yeah, I know you love it. Well, hey, if you come visit, you know, I'll take you to Casey's and you can watch them blot your pizza. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the weird shit go on at pizza places. So,
Yeah, well. That's okay then, I guess. So, happy Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Thank you.
Happy MLK Day to you and the listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm Miles' father. I wish you a happy MLK Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. I got Kruger ads that I got during that time period. I was in Chicago.
Thanks. Yeah, that's that's pretty much it. Yeah.
That's your father. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. And you know, again this year I had the day off. You did not.
I did not. No, I must work. Yes. I must.
Yeah, you had to work. I did not have to work. So I don't know what that says, but.
Yeah.
Ouch. Now, I don't get President's Day off. You get President's Day off?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I don't get that off either.
I don't get that Memorial Day, I don't think.
I was going to say, that's my next one after this one. So.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Unless I just don't show up for work or something. So.
That could happen with you.
That could happen any day, any time.
So you had an exciting MLK Day?
I did. I went to some festivities.
Okay.
That were related to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. You did.
I did, yes. Okay. I know you're shocked by this.
What was the background story on this?
Well, I was invited.
Okay.
In a way, through somebody else.
Okay. All right.
No, my daughter was participating in a thing for the ceremonies, and so we went to watch, and it was very nice. It was very nice. She had to be there a little early, and what?
Was she singing?
Yes, she sang.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
And. So anyway, we had to head down there early, which was fine. And it was in near Barnes Hospital down there in the central west end of St. Louis City. And so we were there early, and we were told that, okay, you gotta get the kids there, and then, you know, you can go out and do something, and then the festivities start at noon or whatever. And so they're like, well, there's this Barnes & Noble across the street.
Sure.
Great, we'll go browse. We like to look at books and magazines. So
I'm reading.
And they got a cafe usually in the new Barnes & Nobles, right?
You love eating.
I love eating.
And reading.
And reading. More eating than reading, I think. It obviously shows. But
Yes.
So we're like, great, you know, we'll just go hang out there, and then we'll come over and we'll join with the festivities, and it's all good, right? I got free parking, which is a whole other thing.
Right.
I love free parking.
Yeah, I know you. I've been with you.
So we had we got free parking, we got Barnes & Noble, it's the festivities, you know.
What's wrong?
But what could possibly ruin?
Could possibly ruin Bob's idealistic MLK Day.
That's right. That's right. Free stuff.
We're all waiting now.
I got a free pen.
Free pen.
Free parking.
Free parking.
There you go. So anyway, we get down, and a part of the free parking was you had to get a ticket, and then you had to have that ticket validated.
Okay, all right.
So let's start with the parking. So I get my ticket. They say, bring your ticket up. We're going to validate you. You'll be fair and square. All things good. No money leaves your hand.
All right.
I'm like, that's me. I'm all about that. Right. So first thing I get to the venue, you know, I drop my kid off, and the first thing I ask, hey, how do I get this parking validated?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No fooling, right?
Right.
And so... oh, we'll go over here, and this nice young lady will take care of you. So I'm strolling across the lobby of this venue, and this lady in some kind of pink tracksuit cuts me off to get her parking validated.
Excuse me.
I've never seen a person who could move so fast at one task as in walking. And, yeah, exactly. Got a tracksuit, and then consequently moved so slow finding her ticket.
That's true.
Yeah, and so I stood behind her. I'm like, holy hell. She zips across this lobby like she's, you know, like some kind of marathon runner or something, some kind of speed sprinter.
Flojo.
And then, yeah, Flojo is from St. Louis. But anyway, so, and then... she gets there. Oh, I got to get... You validate the tickets? Oh, yeah. Okay, let me find it. And then she has to go through the 27 compartments in this purse. I'm like, holy hell.
Oh, no, it's in my cleavage.
Yeah, no, she didn't have any cleavage.
Oh.
And so I'm like, this lady, number one, I put a mark on her. Trouble. Trouble.
So, I never trust one in pink.
Well, yeah. So yeah. Then she gets her thing validated. I'm ready. I mean, I was ready by the time I walked across the lobby. I had my ticket ready. I was going to get validated. Boom. So then we both head out to the Barnes & Noble. You know, I'm with my wife as well, but, you know, she ignores me mostly. So, and so then I'm like following pink tracksuit lady, chugging it across the quad here or whatever to get to the Barnes & Noble.
Right.
Wah, wah. We're closed in honor of Martin Luther King Day. And I'm like, well, given that I'm at a Martin Luther King event, I think it being closed, I shouldn't be aggravated. Even though in the literature that I was given, it says, hey, you can go hang out at Barnes & Noble while we're getting ready to go.
In front of it, yes.
In front of it, right. Yeah.
Not in it.
All the chairs are you know, chained to the table, but that's okay at this point. You didn't want to sit down anyway. So I'm like, well, there's a Breadco around here. You may know it as Panera, but for people in St. Louis, it was the St. Louis Bread Company, and it gets abbreviated Breadco down here. Everybody knows the Breadco, and even if it's called Panera, it's still called Breadco down here. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Right. So there's a Breadco somewhere. So we walked around and found the Breadco and sat down and got something to drink. And my wife and I were just hanging out at the Breadco for about, I don't know, 45 minutes or something before the, you know, the festivities started.
Right.
So that all went fairly smooth, other than the fact that I had the fastest Breadco worker I've ever encountered. In the sense that we got these drinks, and then I think I got a cinnamon thing, and she got some kind of croissant. And I'm like, she's handing us all this stuff. I'm like, well, where's my drink? And she's like, points down. She had put this, she somehow slipped this cup out from behind the cash register to in front of the cash register without me even noticing it. She's like Doug Henning of the cash register set.
The world of bread is a world of illusion.
That's right. I'm like, wow. I was impressed. I was like, I didn't even notice that. She did like, you could have stole my wallet.
Yeah, third hand probably.
Yeah, could be. Because she wasn't real happy. But, you know, I try to get a laugh out of her whenever I'm like, wow.
Something's going to work today.
I'm like Larry David there. Wow. Where did that cup come? I didn't see that. Could you do that again? I'm doing Larry David stick. How can you have a button back there? You have a button that raises the cup up, you know?
Yeah. You sound like Larry David. That's funny.
She wasn't even buying it. She wasn't laughing or anything, you know what I mean?
We didn't have today off, sir.
Yeah, no kidding. She's like, it's an okay day. The Barnes & Noble people, those sons of bitches got the day off.
Those sons of bitches, not me, not Panera.
This cup, it disappeared. Holy moly, you should have, they should pay you extra for this. So, if I was a tip jar, I'd put money in it, but I doubt it. So anyway, I got my cup and I went and got a drink. And so we had a really nice time there at the Panera. And then we go to leave the Panera, we had to walk about a block or two to get back to the venue. And we're at the crosswalk, very busy intersection. At the crosswalk waiting for the, you know, we're actually not going to jaywalk. We're actually waiting for it to tell us that it's time to cross the road.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and it's like me and my wife and some Oriental lady and then some, like, really young college student person and, you know, some other lady of some nationality. I don't know, she was way on the other end. We're all lined up and this guy comes up to me.
Oh
yeah, you know where this is going, right?
Oh boy.
Out of all these people lined up here, he comes to me. Sir.
Yeah.
Sir. And I got a refill, of course. I'm drinking my refill soda.
You're the richest looking one in the bunch.
I guess so. I'm like, I was dressed fairly nice, you know. I didn't have a coat on because I didn't want to wear a coat today. It was fairly warm here.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on my soda. You know, my wife didn't, she had a hot chocolate or something. She didn't take it with her. Sucking on my soda. Sir, do you have any money for bus fare? Panhandle, right?
Oh, you love panhandling.
I'm like looking around. I'm like, what about this Oriental lady right here?
Ask my wife. She's the one with all the coupons.
Yeah, she's. I didn't even pay for this soda.
You got it for free.
Yeah, that's right. She had a coupon. No.
It's not magic soda. It's just a pair. What do you mean?
That's right. I'm like, you know, incredulous. I wanted to be that. I wasn't that. I just kind of looked at the guy, and I'm thinking, you know, why did you pick me out of all these people? Why pick me, right?
Well, I have no money, but secondly,
right. Why? Well, that's true. That was undeniable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the terrible thing was, I hold the soda up and I go, I got nothing.
What a dick.
I realized that after the fact. And then I turned to my wife and I'm like, why did he pick me? She goes, you must look like the most generous of the bunch. And I go, little does he know.
You should have dumped out the cup and turned the tables on. I'm like, hey, buddy, you got some change for me, man.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, I feel bad, but I'm like, dude.
I didn't get my parking validated like I was promised, so.
Yeah, right. I'm out $5, so sorry, Charlie.
Excuse me, sir.
You know, and I'm like,
yeah.
You know, what the hell? What? Have I got like some sticker on my back or something?
I don't. Well, you're rich. You know, I mean, you're rich. People know it.
yeah, I've got like my, you know, $10 Great Clips haircut, and, you know, my pants are all ill fitting.
Your suit that you were wearing.
No, but it was. I was just kind of dumbfounded. This is like another Larry David. Why'd he pick me? Why me?
Because you were probably the heaviest of the bunch. He figures you got money to eat. So
yeah, right. Well, I spent it all on this big belly.
What?
Yeah, it'd be like Jeff is. What? Larry. So I couldn't believe I got panhandled. Nobody else got panhandled. He walked the other way. He didn't even ask anybody else. I'm like, you're free. You're free to ask everybody else, not just me.
Come on, ask those people.
You can ask these ladies.
The foreign lady. She's got money.
Yeah, look, I don't even know what nationality that lady is. This is an expensive part of town.
Well, ask this gypsy down there. I don't know. Ask her.
So I get panhandled. I'm like, holy moly, I cannot believe I got panhandled.
Why's that bohemian?
Yeah, talk to this hippie girl. She's in college. She's got money.
Girl, her mom and dad's got money.
They go, she probably got $500 bill.
At least.
So yeah, I get panhandled, which, you know, it just drives me up the wall. So then we go to the event, which was a splendid event. I will tell you that it was a class, you know, a classy event.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed all parts of the event. They had presidents of things talk, and then they had doctors talk, and they had, you know, people sang, and musicians, and it was just, you know, a totally classy event.
And then the panhandler got up there.
Yeah, then it turns out he was the president of something. On a bus
fare. Hey,
I'm like, that guy panhandled me! He panhandled me!
Now, that'd have been funny.
That son of a bitch!
You
about hit my parking? He panhandled me! No, but the funny thing was, the terrible thing was, it was near the hospital, and it was actually in kind of the hospital complex. But I mean, you got to, you know, it's one of those huge complex. It's blocks and blocks of hospital crap. So,
yeah. This
dude shows up in front of us, and it starts at noon, and so he showed up a little early. He brought his lunch with him. He was a doctor of some kind.
Uh-huh.
So he's eating this Chinese food, and my wife's there going, oh, my God, it smells so good. So people are eating their lunch. Oh. You know, people are getting panhandled, but, you know, people are talking.
All I had was a cinnamon roll, Mr. Big Spender. And
yeah, exactly. He had this really nice, I mean, I wouldn't have ate it, but he had this really nice takeout Chinese feast.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like in one of those pie pans. You ever have those, you know, pan? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had lettuce, it had vegetables, it had meat, it had everything.
Look at Bob, what he gets me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you could have took me there. I'm like, I don't even know what he's got. God, I don't even know what you call that. Bok choy? I don't know.
Bok choy.
Not the Panera. It's not Bretco.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, this guy's eating in front of us, which is kind of funny. But and it did smell good, I'll tell you. But anyway, so that happened, but that was kind of the weirdest thing of the event. Everything else went off really well, and it was very nice. So then we go to leave.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got my parking validated. I'm happy, other than the panhandling. Everything went pretty well. And I handled the panhandler very well, I thought, other than I felt bad. You know, considering it's supposed to be a, you know, there's a whole message that went along with the Martin Luther King Day event of, you know, helping others.
Right.
Yeah, and then what did I do, like 5 minutes ahead of time? I got nothing for you, panhandler.
Yep.
So I really wasn't living that message, but I hadn't heard it yet. So maybe had that happened afterwards.
Right. It was just all the timing of it.
Let's just say it was the timing. Had it happened afterwards, maybe I would have found some change or something. But
yeah,
I really doubt it.
Nice.
So anyway, we go to the parking garage. It's a holiday, and it says swipe your, you know, ticket. So you can open the door to get the elevator, because we were like on some, you know, the sixth or seventh floor of this garage.
Yeah.
Nobody's ticket would work.
What?
All the people who were with, you know, walking back to the parking garage, zoop, door went open, zoop, door went open. Everybody's trying their tickets, zoop, zoop. Nobody around. We can't get to our car.
I can't do that, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, some people were walking up the ramp, you know, there's buses, there's buses, we were going to try to go in a different stairwell, it doesn't have a little swipey thing.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody who apparently either is part of their job gets a free access or pays a monthly fee or something, swipes in, so we all just kind of pile in after him. So this poor guy is either like on the bubble for all these people getting into the parking garage, or he just doesn't care. I don't know. I couldn't read him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he was a doctor too, so he probably wasn't even paying attention. But
panhandle this poor guy.
We basically panhandled our way into the parking garage, and finally we're able to get up to our car and leave the venue. But it was a good day. The event very, very well. Did, you know, went well, but some of the things around the event not so well. So
yeah,
you know, magical cups. Me being like the only person to get panhandled out of like a small group of a half a dozen. I wanted to say, why don't you ask these people? These people have money.
I have pride, sir. I don't ask women for money.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's just maybe he's discriminatory against women panhandling, you know. So I was a little, you know, you can always go. I mean, you know, the more you ask, the more you get. You know what I mean? You know that. So
I went right down the line. Okay, what about you, Chinese? Hey,
get out your piece of paper and do a little checklist. You know,
so it's you. Hey, you next. Come on.
So yeah, that's what happened to me today. It was a good holiday. You know, I participated a bit then, so yeah. Everything went well.
Good.
So you know, fun stuff.
That's crazy.
Another day in the city. So what's up? What's happening with you?
So. I have a friend named Dominic.
Yeah.
And I've talked about him on the show before. That I borrowed the lawnmower from the one time, and he saw my Korean neighbor sitting out on the porch, and he said something incredibly racist, and I had to tell him, please don't say something racist, you know, to my neighbors. And
What did he say? I don't recall.
And I'm not, hey, I don't find this funny, but he did. Okay, this is not meant to be funny. This is completely, being today's MLK Day. He said, I see you had some Ching Chang Chungers.
Oh, jeez. That's right. I remember that. That's terrible.
Years. Okay, so besides that, though, he's a real nice guy, right?
Was he in Vietnam or something?
It was pre-Gulf War, I think. I don't know. I think he's got a head injury. I'm not sure.
That's no excuse.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, nice.
He has kids about my kid's age, so when I go to a kid's function, he's there too, usually.
Yeah, and then you guys kind of gravitate toward each other, huh?
They gravitate. We're bros, you know, besides the blatant racism, but yes, we were. I would never say that about Oriental people.
Hey, Mr. Miyagi's a nice guy.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I mean, mows my grass sometimes. I mean, well, come on.
Yeah, when he can get around to it, but, you know, with all the dog shit and whatnot.
So he, so we go to a sporting event that features young people playing with a round ball, and
okay,
our kids play musical instruments in between the intermissions and stuff, and
yeah, I got you.
Just to keep this vague, okay? So
basketball game, and they're playing in the band.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you said it, not me. So we like to sit up top, you know, so we get up there, and you know, the wives sit away from us, you know, for probably good reason.
But yeah, I was gonna say, we're good with good reason as well. Yeah, you're trying to look down everybody's tops from up there in the bleachers.
Yeah, down blousing, as we like to call it.
Yeah, that's your new hobby.
And this guy, he's missing that filter you have where you think a thought but you don't always say it, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
You say, well, you know, like, oh, that guy kind of looks fat over there. He'll say it.
Hey, look at that fat guy.
Yeah, I know. And it's not like a quiet voice either, you know, like, hey, Miles.
Hey, look at that bus driver. He drives like a Pollock.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, I did say that. And just to cut to the chase, so one of the high school mucky mucks.
Yeah.
Recently has started sitting up close to where we are.
Oh, he's keeping track of you.
I don't know, just because he used to kind of sort of sit in the area, but all of a sudden he's like a few people down from us, you know?
Taking notes.
Last time I'm there, Dominic is dropping the F-bomb. Like, hey, F you, hey.
What's this guy from Jersey or what?
Get that effing kid out there. F that fat kid. F him, you know? I'm like, Dominic.
Pull that kid. Bitch that son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know, like no one said anything to us the whole game. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, we got off easy on that. Jeez. Right?
You're not a coach. You're a sex reassignment waiting to happen.
Yeah. So, flash forward to last week now. So we go to another game, and there's this guy, this high mucky muck, is sitting, once again, about three or four people away, you know.
Yeah.
And Dominic starts in again.
You should ask. Maybe he's down blousing. Maybe he's doing the...
excuse me, sir. I had a question.
And we're watching the girls play first.
Yeah.
And it's a bloodbath. It is a complete, horrible bloodbath, right?
Okay. On what, the home team or?
I mean, our team's getting their asses beat by like the state champions. You know, it's like.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Very aggressive team. Very super aggressive. You know. Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Our team's trying to do like, okay, pass the ball like 10 times to each other before you can shoot.
Right, yeah.
This team, like, when they got the shot, they take it, right? You know, like,
oh. Well, I think that's the way you play the game, but.
That's what I think you're. Anyway, I thought it. So Dominic starts his crap. Hey, look at the fucking kids. Hey. Yeah, Dominic. And, he just keeps going, come on, hey.
Hey, pass the ball 10 times like we're doing. Motherfucker.
He's yelling shoot all the time. Shoot! Shoot! I'm like, don't.
He's know. Like the Joe Pesci of Iowa.
Oh, my God. You know, the score was getting like close to like 8-40 or something. You know, I mean, it was like even before the half, you know.
Hey, Spider, give me 7-7.
I mean, I might have been saying a couple things too, but I wasn't yelling this shit like him. You know, like, hey, fuck that kid. Hey, fuck that kid. Hey. Right?
Nice.
And I like, man, this guy might want to cool it because I knew, like, this high mucky muck's daughter is actually on the team, you know?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so. About the time Dominic says, hey, look, at they're putting in their third stringers. Ah, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, that was the straw, right?
Everybody gets to play.
All of a sudden, I hear this voice. It sounds like Eddie Murphy doing the, hey, don't put the banana in my tailpipe.
Hey, guys, come on, guys. This isn't the place.
And I look at my periphery, and it says, dude, lean in, like, out so you can see us.
Yeah.
So Dominic's like, hey, I didn't know. Hey.
He's like Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci combined.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm like, cause I knew sooner or later, you know, either the cursing or the heckling of the girls team was going to.
Oh, nice. What did the guy say to you?
Hey, guys. You know, this isn't the place, you know.
Let's roll.
Oh, it's not the place for this kind of talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, guys, come on. Really? Come on.
We're not at the bar. Come on.
Yeah.
I think it was so much the cursing. I think it was just the razzing of the poor girl. I'm going to yell, shoot, you know, shoot! I'm like, oh, my God, you know. I'm like, oh, jeez. Now we're going to ban for life, you know. Like,
yeah, no kidding. I got my eye on you.
No, Mike. So we, so after about 5 minutes, I'm like, Dominic, can we please just move away from this guy? Because I just don't want to get kicked out, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, okay, come on, Miles.
Come on, Miles. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, I know. So we move, you know, as far away as we could get from the guy, I guess. I'm like, okay.
Let's go over to the visitor side.
Yeah, well, I had thought that.
That'd go over well.
I'm like, oh my God, you know, because I knew my wife was gonna be mad, you know. I was like, oh Jesus.
Those two sons of bitches.
I know. And then, so you know, the girls ate, you know, game mercifully ends. It was like 88-22 or something like that. I mean, it was bad.
Oh, you know, nice.
It was an ass beating. I was like, you know, the coach is sitting there with his legs crossed, his arms crossed. Not even. I'm like, this is the fucking coach. You know,
yeah.
I think the coaches gave up. He's like, fuck it, it's the Titanic, fuck it, you know.
Hey, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, but so anyway, the boys played. The boys' game was really good. It was really a good game, and we ended up losing that one, too. It was very close, but so Dominic, you know, is going to start yelling shit at the end. Hey, well, at least the boys' game was entertaining. They gave us a show out there.
Give us a show, okay.
Jesus God, no. So
yeah, I'm waiting for the other guy to talk bad, you know, talk smack about the band. Hey! You blow so well on everything but that instrument. Come on now.
So I made a mistake of telling my wife, now my wife's mad at me, you know.
Yeah, she should be.
I'm like, hey, it was Dominic that was saying all the shoot and F the kids and F the fat kid and F the Chinese kid. I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
You were instigating, I think, probably.
I wasn't. I was just sitting next to the guy. You know,
you're probably giggling. You're probably laughing, egging him on. Hey, say something about that kid.
Hey, what about that kid? I think he's blind. What do you make fun of him?
Look at that big nose kid over there.
Hey.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, we all have to hang together.
Hey, Kesmer Pulaski, shoot the ball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has told a dirty joke in church once before in front of everybody. I mean, during church.
Oh, my gosh. What do they call a priest?
Something about a guy that was pulling a woman's dress out of her panties or something, and she punched him. And I don't know. He had two black eyes. They go, how do you get black eyes? And he goes, well, it felt so good I did it again or something. I don't know. Some joke like that. This was like a couple years ago. I'm like, oh, my God.
Nice.
He's not going to tell this joke. He just told me this dirty joke like 5 minutes before his church starts, and he gets in church and tells it to everybody. I'm like, oh, my God.
Please. Reverend, it felt so good, I did it again.
I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, Dominic, there's time and place for everything, son.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So now I'm in trouble, apparently, with Dominic.
I got a feeling that this Dominic's name is really Miles.
No, there is a Dominic.
Oh,
there really is a Dominic, believe me.
I won't sit by the four of them at the game.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
We might have visitors from here on out, I would be honest with you.
Man, those a-holes from that other town over there yelling at girls, you know.
Yeah.
Because,
nice.
Like, game too, like, they put out this, like, public announcement, like, please, no heckling, no negative chants or cheers, don't make you fun of the referees or the other team. Or, Like every game's announced like this, you know, like please do not refrain from yelling. And
especially you, Barney Rubble, and your friend.
Oh my God.
Hey, friend.
Yeah, it's funny though, because it was getting that boys' game was a tight game, and actually they were, our guys were booing the other team for a little while, you know. But that's, say nothing to the people booing him. I saw a guy right next to him booing. He said nothing to the guy, nothing.
Nothing. You didn't say, well, you know, booing is a little more tame than, you know, fucking fat kid or whatever.
Yeah, this guy don't hold back. He thinks the thought, he just says it.
Hey, a bunch of Nancy's out there.
Oh, yeah, you name it, he said it. Yeah, I've heard everything out of this guy's mouth. Like,
Mr. Monthly came early this month, killed the girls' team.
I know. But he's a nice guy, besides all that, besides the blatant racism.
And picking on children.
Picking on children and the obese. Everyone else that he doesn't look like him, basically. He doesn't. Yeah, he's a good guy, other than that.
Other than that, how does he sit next to you, for Christ's sake?
I don't know. I attract these people, you know. I'm like a magnet for these people.
I'm an earthquake away from being squished by this fat fuck next to me.
I know. If he doesn't like fat people, I don't know what he thinks of me. Like, jeez.
I can't have any goddamn food. I'll get mauled by this guy right here.
He's always feeding me. He's always got like trail mix or something. Like, hey, have some candy, Miles. Come here, have candy. Come here.
That's what he thinks you're keeping you at bay.
Yeah, I guess.
He's giving you treats. Let me give you a treat, Miles.
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that sounds... I'm glad that at least, I countered your negative MLK team.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you had a positive, you know, thing.
Yeah, all the MLK events were very positive. It was getting there and leaving and everything, so...
You always end up being cast the villain in these stories. You ever know what I'm saying?
Well, you said it. I didn't tell the story. You're the one that told the story.
That's what happened. I'm just telling the truth. What happened?
I know. You sit next to this racist guy who chides children for being fat.
He's got a head injury or something. I'm telling you. He was in the service. I don't know what happened to the guy.
I got a metal plate. I got a plastic plate in my head, Clark, and I can't part my hair the same way I used to.
The guy has like some impulse control thing. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you. He thinks a thought and he says it. You know,
hey, at least you know where he's at. You know what I'm saying? You don't get a second guess. That's the good side of things.
I know where he stands, that's for sure.
He's not going to shank you in the parking lot later the day after you say something that you didn't realize was bad. So.
He'd shank me. He'd never shank me.
Oh, really? Hmm. Yeah. That's right. He's just fattening you up for his dress.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you, size 34? Trail mix is doing you some good, Miles.
Put on this lotion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Terrible.